Hey, Millionaire University listeners, this is Kirsten, and I want to share something that's been a game changer in my journey from content creator to business owner, and that is Kajabi. When I started out, I knew I wanted to make serious money online, but I wasn't sure where to begin. And that's when I found Kajabi, one of the very first platforms I used. With Kajabi, I was able to host my very first courses and make tens of thousands of dollars. Kajabi is an all-in-one platform that makes building your business online a breeze. Whether you're creating stunning sales pages, setting up funnels, or hosting courses and memberships, Kajabi has you covered. It simplifies the entire process, letting you focus on what you do best, creating amazing content, and connecting with your audience and your customers. What truly sets Kajabi apart is how intuitive and user-friendly it is. I didn't have to worry about the technical stuff, which freed up my time to really grow my business and engage with my customers. If you're serious about turning your passion into a profitable business, Kajabi is one of the most important tools that you can have in your tool belt. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business if you go to kajabi.com/MU. That's kajabi.com/MU. Go to kajabi.com/MU and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Emma lives between the dropout and a fully licensed professional. And now it's her turn to figure it out which way she wants to go.
Welcome back to class. It's Eric Fisher. And I've got a follow-up conversation with Vlad Sadovsky. This time, we are talking not only with him, but also with his daughter, Emma. We are going to discuss Emma's accelerated path through high school, her passion for photography, her thoughts on the traditional education system, the role of university, and also their dynamic father-daughter perspective that's offering up a ton of valuable wisdom and guidance for both parents and students. Makes the most sense since this is Millionaire University that we explore this, right? So get out your note-taking device, whatever you're using, as we explore the power of following one's passion and the transformative potential of unconventional education paths. Give it up for Vlad and Emma Sadovsky. As we were talking earlier, we were talking about finance and just all the different paths, entrepreneurial paths. Part of your story is that you and your wife are both first-generation immigrants, and I'm curious, how has that played into your family dynamic and how that works with Emma and her future career?
The family dynamic is very simple. Ever since I opened up a business, Emma saw me spending a lot of nights. As we discussed in our previous discussion, that you have to be passionate. So she saw the passion that I have for doing what I do. And I'm happy to know that passion is translating to her in whatever she likes to do. And as she grows older, it becomes very evident. And my job here is to provide the opportunities that she would feel passionate about and help make them more of a reality without her not, I would say she, her doing the work and me helping. I'm in this particular case, this is no different than entrepreneur starting a business. At the end of the day, you do have to sell. So I have to sell her an idea that she might like or might not like. I do have to sell that to her mom. So it's a sale going on in the family all the time. And then the decision-making time, of course, is there. And then the negotiation on the particular paragraphs, as if I'm negotiating a contract with the vendor. All of the treats that I do during the day in business continue at home. And I think that part of that, as Emma gets older, she's starting to translate into her own passions. And she basically starts to demand certain rules that now I have to oblige by.
I know one of the things that Millionaire University talks about, in fact, it's the tagline, it's graduate rich, not broke. And I think that's one of the cool things that is happening, Emma, for your story is, and you can talk a little bit about this, is going through high school at an accelerated rate and finishing early What was the kind of catalyst for that? What was the idea behind doing that?
I'm not the most social person at school. I am social, just not at school. And you feel that in certain classes that you're bored and you're sitting there and you just don't feel passion in any way, shape, or form. And that it's busy work.
Just like any business, you have to solve a problem. So we started with the problem that she was bored at school.
And then from there, it's okay, what are the options to not be bored? One, you can either get passionate about this stuff, which it's hard to get passionate about something that you're just not passionate about, right? So what's that progress looks like? Right now, you're at end of freshman year at the time of this recording. You're finishing out, but technically you'll be ending sophomore year. Play this out. How's this working out?
I took 2 high school math courses in middle school because we have that program. I took Algebra 1 and Geometry in middle school, and I've taken 9 years of language. I've taken Hebrew for 9 years. I have fully fulfilled the language requirement. I've taken PBA. We live in Florida, so Florida virtual school is a great thing. I have taken courses online during the summer. I was never felt like it was like a stressed. It was just very encouraged by my parents. Let's go with that. And at one point it was like, okay, let's do this actually, that you're not just sitting here. Because like I was into the idea with forensics, so I took the class. And over that accumulation, and obviously through a little bit of testing and everything like that, I am finishing my sophomore year by the end of May.
What do you think is the role of university at this point? Because I know that, you're going to be moving into that. I'd love to hear both of your thoughts on that.
I guess I'll start. First of all, I think the university system in today's times fits certain professions, and in my opinion, does not fit others. With the ability to have so much information online, so much learning course online, so much master class online, just because you need to have that little bachelor degree, or master's degree later, I don't think this is the right way to judge. Maybe networking, maybe friends, but definitely not 100% education for certain professions. However, in the professions where you do need a license, I think it's very important. Doctors, lawyers, accountants. There's no other way to go through life without getting that educational level and a certificate that is going to live with you for the rest of your life if you choose that profession going forward. But things like liberal arts, I don't think is practical. And so that's my biggest problem with the educational system. Emma might think otherwise, but I feel that's where I see that the college does not serve the purpose. I myself is a college dropout, and I turned out to be okay. On the other hand, my wife is a fully licensed medical professional, so she went through the entire college system. And so Emma lives between the dropout and a fully licensed professional. And now it's her turn to figure it out which way she wants to go.
Emma, what's your take on that? Growing up in between those two poles of the spectrum.
Well, first, I cannot fully speak on the idea of university yet since I am still in high school. But overall, I feel that there is some sense of importance. Like, I want to go to school in the city. It is a straight up fact. They all know this. And the point that at the age that I can do this myself, I will 100% do it. I feel like that's an important time for like a person to venture out, see what they like, see what they don't like.
One of the things that I hear a lot of, because I actually worked at a college, I worked at a university in marketing. So I've been on the other side of it. Is, hey, come to our school. One of the things that they often throw out there as the reason, and it's not just the education, it's the college experience. It's the come and live here on campus and experience community and meet friends and all that kind of stuff. What's your take on that kind of pitch or experience?
I feel like it's important. I want college and I want a college experience. I want friends. I want that, like the whole community idea. I am a pro college community idea, and it's about where you fit, and it's not always about like the best college. It's sometimes about like where you personally as a person fit. So if there's people around you that are like-minded, even if it's not maybe the best education, it might be a better opportunity for you because you can feel more comfortable and you can feel like you really belong in that place. And sometimes college does give that. I am hoping to experience that.
All right, Dad, what's your take?
I didn't like my college life, so I didn't live on campus, though, so I can't really judge on it. I do feel that if you have to just study, college life can create attraction, but I used to study and work at the same time. And so that college life was mixed for me between work during the day and study at night. So I really didn't feel that college passion because I was focused more on trying to progress and trying to make money during my college years.
Yeah. I think that's one of the key pieces is just, it does it fit? Is it the right balance? Is it even the right thing for you to go to school at all? For example, my daughter is finishing out her freshman year at university. And it did make sense for her to go in her case because she wanted to go for something that was medical when it comes to animals. Emma, what are maybe some entrepreneurial thoughts that you're maybe passionate about or thinking about? Or I know your dad talks all the time about his key piece of advice was if you're going to start a business, start it because you're truly passionate about it and can stick with it. How does that ring for you?
I was around it for a really long time. So, like, you know, always, are you passionate about this? Are you passionate about what do you like? What do you don't like? So I got to experience a variety of activities when I was younger. Like, my grandpa was into this. He wanted to make sure I learned that. My mom wanted to make sure I learned this or, like, tried everything. I am a photography fanatic. I take pictures all the time. I actually make money taking pictures now. So in my area, we have, like, this program. It's, like, but for high school students who are into either videography or, and we just get paid a whole lot less for a nice quality job. I have people come in and I take their pictures. I had a girl come do senior grad photos or a family picture. I get paid $25 for a good level job, at least in my opinion. And we provide 20 to 50 images that are completely edited, that are completely done, depending on what the customer wants. And I make money doing it, and I love it. I enjoy it. I take pictures all the time. I believe that it is really about what you're passionate about. School is there, but you really have to be passionate about one thing that's not in where education is, or at least like what you're taught in school. You can be more in depth about something, but it still has to be more than what the school has given you, because otherwise it's not, you're not doing it by passion, by choice.
As a business-to-business marketer, you know that your needs are unique. B2B buying cycles can be painfully long, and your customers face incredibly complex decisions. Isn't it time you had a marketing platform built specifically for you? LinkedIn Ads empowers marketers with solutions for you and your customers. LinkedIn Ads allows you to build the right relationships, drive results, and reach your customers in a respectful environment. You'll have direct access to and build relationships with decision makers. There's a billion members, 180 million of which are senior level executives and 10 million are C-level executives. You'll be able to drive results with targeting and measurement tools built specifically for B2B. In technology, LinkedIn generated 2 to 5x higher return on ad spend than other social media platforms, and 79% of B2B content marketers said LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. So if you're ready to work with a partner who respects the B2B world you operate in, then you need LinkedIn ads. So make B2B marketing everything it can be and get a $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/mupod to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/mupod. Terms and conditions apply.
I think there'd be a lot of people out there that'd be listening and say, oh, it didn't even occur to me to have my son or daughter do something that they're passionate about as a job at the age that you're at this early. Speak to that a little bit. Like, what, I know that you were already passionate about taking pictures. Suddenly it occurs to you, wait, I can make money at this even now. And not necessarily because you have to, but because you want to. And it's good practice. It's good experience.
Yeah, you can think about it as like an internship. There's a lot of internship opportunities through competitions, especially for photography, through universities, through other programs. College can only get you so much education, but it's really important for like experience in that field. If I love taking the picture, I will take the picture whether you give me the money or not, because that's what I love. And it's, as I said before, it's about what you like. School is great, but school will end at one point, so you have to have some way to love something else that is a passion, that's an activity that you do that will bring you joy.
Very cool. I know that's not the only thing you're passionate about. I know there's other things that you have interest in. What are some of those looking like?
I love sports. I apologize to the entire American audience on this channel, but I do not like American football, at least not yet. I do not understand the concept of American football or baseball. Basketball, I am learning. I have too many boys in my class talking about it. I have no choice. But hockey and soccer, that's really football in Europe. Soccer, I have teams and I know the sports, the stats, the everything before every matchup. In hockey, there's 82 regular season games plus playoffs. So it is a lot of games. It is a lot of players. And I decided to make myself aware of all the stats and read all the articles. It really started because my dad and my grandpa play FIFA. So, and when you play FIFA, you see the players that they're playing with on the team and you learn players and then you go from there. And then when you go to a live sports game, that's a completely different experience. And then I really liked what I saw. And I thought it was interesting who's really playing, who's the star of this team, and how does it work? And then I play tennis. So I've learned tennis. We went to the U.S. Open. Not U.S. Open. Miami Open this weekend. We were sitting there. My dad's like, who's this player? Who is this? Who is that? And I completely told him, this is this person. This is this person. This is their head-to-head. This is the projection. This is what might happen. This is what might not happen. And I like it. I don't know why, and that's just how it works.
You want to combine it for a job. A sports photographer is in the future.
I was going to say, it sounds like that's the perfect mix for you.
Yes. Most sports photographers do require a high school degree. So that is probably the first job that I will apply to once I get my diploma. 100%.
Now, I know that we were talking a little bit before we hit record, and you were talking about how your progression from finishing high school early and it morphs into where you are in Florida, the program, it's got like an associate's or something. What are you looking for in terms of what that associate's would look like? How does that fit into your passions, I guess, is the best way to put it.
It gives me an opportunity to have more time to explore what I like. Because through dual enrollment, which I think exists in most states, don't quote me on that, but I think it does based on my cousin who lives in a different state. And it allows me to have more time. If I have an associate's by the time I'm 17, 18, that gives me 2 extra years that people would still be in high school that I can figure out what I like. And if I have a diploma, I can apply for any internship I like and see what it's about. And if I see, okay, maybe this is not what I'm loving, we can try something else. And I have so much more time to dedicate to that since I will not be in school from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Not saying that it's a bad thing. It's just not my personal preference.
Yeah, I would say that you're then ahead of the game in multiple ways because I knew of people that may or not have been myself that, or my friends as well, that were 2 to 3 years into college and still had switched majors multiple times because we didn't know what we wanted to do and then still didn't when we graduated. We ended up doing other things. I want to get both your perspectives here. Say there's somebody out there and they're hearing this concept for the first time of maybe finishing early or maybe doing or not doing or focusing on what you're passionate about, etc. What do you say to somebody who's maybe just a little older than you or a little younger than you, Emma, as far as, hey, if you hadn't considered it, here's what you should consider this. You should consider, you know, really pausing, really doing an assessment of like what you're passionate about. What kind of conversation or guidance would you have, starting with you, but then also you, Vlad?
I'm an overthinker. I will completely admit that in front of people. I'm about first instinct. We're working on it. I'm not completely, I'd say, proficient at it yet, but we're getting there. It's a matter of what do I really want for myself? If I'm a person who's completely social and loves the idea of school and it's not, you're not sitting there and bored, that's completely up to you. You can do as you wish and that's your, and I completely respect that decision. But if you're someone who really does not see yourself thriving or at least having some sort of enjoyment in that environment, I would really reconsider and think what you want.
All right, Dad, your take.
I think that number one, if you're bored at school, do something about it. If you're bored at work, do something about it. And for school, it's understanding that you can't get out. Yes, it's not a prison, but it's also, you're also not a quitter. You're not going to quit. You're going to overcome this. And so if you're going to overcome this, do something about it. Finish early. Get your time back. And that's what I wish anybody that feels that they're bored or they're wasting their time at school, that's what they should be doing. They should be buying that time as early in life as possible. And it was a revelation to me. I didn't have that opportunity growing up. This is a unique opportunity United States provides. I don't even know if there's any other opportunities out there outside of homeschooling, which is not very common in our country. There's not many people enrolled in homeschooling. My suggestion is try to do something about it by finishing early and give yourself time. And I'm very proud of Emma, what she's doing, giving herself time to think about it. What she's going to experience in life, neither I nor anybody else will decide for her. But in the end, giving that time to experiment early in life when we live in a dynamic world where everything is faster, younger, and et cetera, it's invaluable. You can't buy time. As an entrepreneur, I make money every day. I can't buy time.
I really love that you're willing to share your story about this. I think this is going to be a really encouraging story for a lot of others who are either parents and they don't have kids yet, but they're going to be open to the opportunity and allow them to have more of a path like you are having, Emma, or they're going to hear you, Emma, talking, and they're going to be like, and there's going to be a parent who's going to play this for their student and say, look at what this girl's doing. I think, how's that sound to you? Is that an option for you? And they would have a dialogue would start. So I just want to thank you both for sharing your experiences here and your story. I think it's going to make a big difference for a lot of people out there. So thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you for having us. And coming from an ex-college recruiter, it's actually an honor to have you interview us on this.
I am so glad Vlad and Emma were able to share their dual dynamic insight and her take on education and her passion and her early career exploration. This is the kind of stuff we need in the world. And I hope that this is inspiring you and challenging you and traditional views on schooling. From Emma's entrepreneurial aspirations and their father-daughter conversation, offering a fresh perspective on education and passion and early career exploration. I hope that if you found this helpful, you'll share it on with somebody else that is struggling to figure out what the next steps are. Thank you so much for sharing. Leave a review if you found this helpful. And until next time, class dismissed. Hey, Eric Fisher here, and if you love the conversations and lessons happening on this show, and you've heard my voice before, you'll love my show, Beyond the To-Do List. It's a podcast about productivity and getting things done in all the areas where we wear multiple hats and roles, but also about the true meaning of productivity, living a more meaningful life. Look, you've got a never-ending to-do list, but add this podcast to your to-do list, and it will help you tackle the rest. Go right now, wherever you're listening to this, and search Beyond the To-Do List and hit follow or subscribe. Start listening and get that boost for your productivity that you've been needing. Again, that's Beyond the To-Do List. Search in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this podcast.